at fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri-Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. Brush Housing Authority in Brush takes the time to remind us that respect and care for our senior citizens should always be a priority in our society. We owe much of today's success to those people who, through hard work and sacrifice, have given our generation all the things we enjoy. During our National Older Americans Month, let's remember our seniors and wish them well. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, where ex-director Ed wishes all our seniors a great and safe 2014.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Chad here at the American Team Network, if you were listening to the news. Well, first they were talking about how two 12-year-old girls have been indicted for trying to murder another 12-year-old girl by stabbing her 19 times, leaving her for dead, and they'd been sort of a little game they were playing. They thought it was just certainly not all real, and but the girls, their lives will be destroyed forever. Why can't we in our schools just have a big sign that says, thou shalt not kill? Thou shalt not kill. Oh, we couldn't do that. We can't invoke our views on others. Well, we can't set up a set of moral values. When I went to school, we had the Ten Commandments posted. We prayed regularly. There's a small, subversive group controls our government, controls both political parties. Hates Christianity, is doing everything they can to destroy the Christian foundation, the fabric of our society. They've succeeded. Why can't we simply put a sign up in every school that says, thou shalt not kill? Why, that's an opinion. Now, we can't have it. Our schools pushing opinions. People have to decide what's right and wrong on their own. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad. And certainly with us this morning is our good friend Bradley Dean, who certainly is a minister going out across America, talking to schools, going into schools and universities, trying to let hundreds and hundreds of classes of young people understand that without a nation without moral values is a nation without a foundation. Bradley Dean, come on, tell our listeners about your ministry, about your reaching out to children, and what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, it's interesting, Stan, that you'd bring up the topic that you did about these kids stabbing at one another. If you go back to the foundation of our country, friends, you'll find that first grade questions in schools in America is, during the Revolutionary War, is what is the fifth commandment? Well, of course, that's honor your father and your mother. The second question is what's required in the fifth commandment? Honor, to hold them in high esteem. Third is what is forbidden in the fifth commandment? Well, to dishonor your parents. Number four is, what is the reason annexed to the fifth commandment? And when you begin to take a look, which is the bridge between the first four scriptures, then added on to the sixth concerning the Ten Commandments. So it's God's moral law. And what we're seeing today in this country is in 1962, the Supreme Court said that it was not a permissible objective for the children in public schools to venerate, to meditate upon the Ten Commandments. Now, that is about the most backwards thing I've ever heard of in my life, especially coming from the Supreme Court, who, in essence, committed an oligarchy, because that's exactly what they did, where few rule over many, when they said no longer can they obey God, now they must obey us. No longer will they obey God's moral law, now they'll obey carnal, lawless man. Now, when we seen that in 1962, I wasn't around then for that, but we can see the fruit of what has taken place in this country since then. And America needs to wake up to the fact that every time a country gets in trouble the way that ours is, it's because they have departed from the living God. First of all, I'm a preacher. This is who I am. This is what I do. I am God's business. And I've been over 350 high schools in 24 different states across this country. Because for the most part, our children, our students, our posterity are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing because of the likes of what the Supreme Court is advocated. Now, keep in mind, when the Supreme Court took out the Ten Commandments in 1962, that happened in 1980. It's interesting, which, by the way, we have never lost our rights. I'll talk about that in just a little bit here. But what's interesting about that is the fact of the matter is when you begin to pay attention to what they did, saying you can't pray, you can't do this, you can't do the other thing, they voted in the favor of 97% of the people. I'm sorry, they voted against 97% of the people, and they voted in favor of less than 3% of the population. Now, if you go back during the founding days of the Revolutionary War in this country, we can understand that the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. And it's also interesting to note that God used less than 3% of the population to establish what we have 238 years later. Now we're seeing less than 1.7% of the population destroy this country, and the American people seem to be okay with it, because what we see is, we see for the most part the American people standing down when they should be standing up, especially when you look at the percentile of the Christians in America, which is 78%. Do the math, friends. How does this work? Especially when you go back to generals of God, such as John G. Lakey said, in those early centuries of Christianity, he said, Christianity didn't go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. How do we reconcile that with what we see today? As a matter of fact, it was just today, Joel Osteen, just got a video today, where Joel Osteen said that he wanted to stay in his own lane concerning homosexual marriage. He didn't want to answer the question. Like, he doesn't want to answer the question because he doesn't want to play the man, and the reason he doesn't want to play the man is because he doesn't want to bear the cross. See, everybody loves their freedom until it's time to actually fight for your freedom. And this is where America is at. Case in point, I was doing an album, because what we do when we do public schools, we bring a band into public schools called JunkyardProfit.com, JunkyardProfit.com. And I asked him, this particular guitar player, if he wanted to record with us. And he said he'd record with us so far and so long as his name was not mentioned. And I said to this individual, I said, oh, you love your freedom so much that you're not actually willing to take a stand for them. See, we hear this all day long in America, and it's shameful. God bless America. God bless America. Friends, God has blessed America. Now it's time for the American people to stand up and actually bless God for what he's given through his son, Jesus Christ, on our behalf. And just got to keep in mind as well, friends, freedom nowhere in this world is free. Someone first had to sacrifice themselves and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in order for you to have the freedoms that you have. I want to make another point concerning what you were talking about at the beginning here, Stan. If we go back to the McGuffey readers, everybody should know what those are, especially you homeschoolers. William Holmes McGuffey, he was a university president. His readers sold over 122 million copies in the first 75 years. The McGuffey's been titled the schoolmaster of the nation. Now, what he was teaching kids in public schools in this country, number one, the character of Jesus Christ. Number two, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is the fulfilling of the law, friends. Number three, extract from the Sermon on the Mount. Number four, Solomon's wise choice.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Bradley will be back with Bradley Dean in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, they infiltrated our Supreme Court. Breaking open. Mason.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
This is Bill Armstrong. And I think it's time for Coloradans to unite behind the one gubernatorial candidate who can turn our state around, Mike Kopp. Mike's service to his country started when he enlisted in the Army just after high school. He was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne, a decorated war veteran whose tours of duty included fighting in the Gulf War. After the Army, Mike Kopp went to college, became a minister, served constituencies in three different states. Then Mike's calling led him to run for office. As a state senator, he has led the fight to end Obamacare in Colorado. He passed a law to make state government more open and transparent. Mike Kopp believes Colorado is facing a crisis of leadership, and we need a new path for our state and a new leader for our future. So please join me, Bill Armstrong, in supporting Mike Kopp.
Paid for by Make Colorado Great Again and not authorized by or coordinated with any candidate. Chris Marston, registered agent.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess the point is glad to be. We're talking to me about how the Supreme Court has gone in a lot of our schools. Why have our churches never challenged that again? Why, very simply, because our churches have been infiltrated, ladies and gentlemen. They infiltrated our seminaries. They infiltrated our churches. I saw this in my own church, where one man wanted to get rid of our minister because he was preaching the truth and having a wonderful, wonderful impact. And one man was able to manipulate that whole church. And I will never cease to regret the fact that I didn't understand what was going on until it was too late. And I've seen this happen again. Again, many of you have heard our interviews with Pastor Billy Crone, who put together this wonderful series on the Final Countdown. They went into his church and tried to get rid of him. Fortunately, why he had enough support in the church, was aware of what they were doing. But they do this all across America. When you have a minister who's preaching the gospel and trying to get the word out, there'll be an organized resistance to him. Oh, until you understand there is a conspiracy against God working at the highest levels of our government and our society and our organizations and the Masons and the CFR and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission, an intense hatred of Christianity, and they've converted America, which was on four separate occasions in the past considered by our Supreme Court as a Christian nation, they've converted it into a post-Christian nation. When a nation turns against God, you know what God does to that nation. Our guest this morning, Bradley Dean, bringing us up to date with what's going on. Go ahead, Bradley, because what you're saying is absolutely true. And if America doesn't return to God, then I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. Go right ahead.
Amen. I was talking about William McGuffey, the McGuffey readers. Everybody seems to know what those are. As I was telling you during the last segment, his readers sold over 122 million copies in the first 75 years in this country. And McGuffey himself has been titled the schoolmaster of the nation. And I was sharing with you right before the break, friends, that his lessons books taught the character of Jesus Christ, the Golden Rule, extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's Wise Choice. And then I pick it up from there, the goodness of God. This was taught in public schools, friends. Gospel invitation, Christian light and hope, awake Zion on prayer. Now, going all the way back to what Stan originally premised this conversation with, is we have kids stabbing at each other. We have kids in public schools shooting at each other. As a matter of fact, it was after Columbine, April 20th, 1999, that started my ministry. I said, we have to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And we know what the problem is. The problem is we're allowing government to assert their authority, which in fact government wouldn't have a position of authority had it not been for God establishing government, Exodus 18:21. And we know that in this country, friends, that those that work for us, our representation, that they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people, not they, the government. And when we hear stories about how one person did this and one person did that, well, you got to ask yourself, how is it that the American people are allowing 535 people to destroy a country with 312 million people in it? And by the way, all 535 are not corrupt. There's some good people there, but they need the American people to realize that that government works for we, the people, and we need to put those that we employ back into shape.
They don't have the right to break the law. I've shared this 1,000 times. Government is not put in a position to violate the laws that God has given. William Blackstone, Charles D. Montesquieu, John Locke. These are those that established our government, our foundations, through common law. No enactment of man can be considered law if it stands in contradiction to God's moral law. And again, friends, this is a different topic, but when you look across the boards from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas to Minnesota, you'll see in civil buildings pictures of Moses all over the place. You see God on your money. You hear God under the Pledge of Allegiance. You hear and see God everywhere. You look at our national monuments, Liberty Bell, Lady Liberty in New York. I can go on and on. The Matrix of Liberty in Massachusetts. We can go back to our founding documentation, the Declaration of Independence, where we derive our rights from our Creator, not from the government. The government works for us. And if you keep in mind, friends, just to put this right in the face of the people here, when they swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, the enumerated laws of that in that Constitution are God's moral precepts, God's moral law, His Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, so on and so forth. So we have to get back to our foundations, and it was George Washington who rightly said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. The Christian religion, friends, and the morality in which Christ brought, which is conformity to truth, is what it's defined out in Webster's 1828. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, speaking of students across the country, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. He said, every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. He said, I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently, that means painstakingly, friends, and impress them on the students, are wide gates to hell. Now, I want to lay a little bit of a premise for you concerning our founding forefathers, just so we can go back to the core of the issue. For example, we have Charles Carroll, who was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Did you know that he entered college at the age of 10 years old? If we go over to Fisher Ames, who was an architect of the First Amendment, along with George Washington, he entered Harvard at 12 years old. Benjamin Rush, another signer of the Declaration of Independence, Dr. Benjamin Rush, who said he was a Christocrat, by the way, not an aristocrat or a Democrat, he graduated Princeton at the age of 14 years old. These are your signers, friends. John Trumbull, law student under John Adams, the second president of the United States, he was a justice in Connecticut Supreme Court. He read through the Bible at the age of 4 years old. So when you're hearing this revised, rewritten history of who we are and what our forefathers were and they're deists and they're atheists and all this other stuff, friends, you're completely being lied to. As a matter of fact, I don't see anybody but those that contradict the Bible stand against who we are as a country, the atheists, the communists, the homosexuals, this criminal administration. They're the ones warring against who we are. They're the ones trying to steal away our Christian heritage. They're the ones trying to tell us what we are not, when in fact that's all we have to do is look under our feet and understand that we are established upon the rock, our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And keep in mind, friends, just to prove my point one more time, when those that serve we the people, they have their hand on the what? On the Bible. And they swear to uphold the what? The Constitution of the United States. Why would they have both those books? Because they're connected. You can't have one without the other. You can't have freedom without God, friends. And we are the freest nation on the earth. And let me remind you, friends, that you still have the freedom to do the right thing. You just have to fight for it. And again, when we study the past and we go to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and we go on the backside of the building, we can see what it says. It says, eternal vigilance is the price of freedom, liberty. So we have to get back to what it takes to establish and to maintain the freedoms that we have. Speaking again of John Trumbull, he read through the Bible at age 4. He beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6. He passed Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old, and his parents held him out of college until he was 13 years old. Now, you probably never have been told this, and of course you've never been told this, because it's been pulled from your eyes. They don't want you to see this. They don't want you to know where you came from because they don't want you to know where you're going. And therein lies the problem right there. Now, Abraham Lincoln said this. He said the philosophy, actually, it's accredited to Abraham Lincoln. So if someone wants to argue that, that's fine. I'm just accrediting it back to Abraham Lincoln. But he said the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. I want to bring you back to the colleges for a moment. And I want you guys to understand, again, who you are and where you came from. Did you know that the Harvard College was started by the Congregationalists for the training of the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ? As a matter of fact, it produced signers of the Declaration of Independence such as John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gevery. Signers of the Constitution that came out of Harvard were William Samuel Johnson, Rufus King, and other prominent leaders that came out of Harvard were none other than Fisher Ames, a framer of the Bill of Rights, William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General, Secretary of War for President Washington and Adams. Harvard trained a number of our founding forefathers. I want to give you the educational philosophy which came out of Harvard. Now, I hope you're sitting down, and I hope you rejoice over the information that I'm going to give you, because this is second to none. What is Harvard about? What was it established for? It was for the purpose of raising up Congregationalists and ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The philosophy at Harvard is set forth in two mottos: for Christ in the church, for the glory of Christ. Matter of fact, if you look at their logos that they have on the college, it's still there, friends: for Christ and the church, for the glory of Christ. Harvard's directives to students were, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus. Yes, friends, I'm talking about Harvard. Now what we have is we have a Supreme Court justice coming out of Harvard who was promoted by this criminal in the White House because she's a radical lesbian. Her name is Alina Kagan. Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life, friends, but yet she was promoted to the Supreme Court justice. Now, when you do a little homework on Alina Kagan, you'll find that she is a radical homosexual, and if you can see with both of your eyes as to what the homosexuals are at war with in this country, for the most part, you can see that they're at war with God because God, in his word, testify against their lifestyle. And we know that the only argument against the Bible, friends, is an unholy lifestyle. And boy, oh boy, do they fight and do they spit against heaven. But I also want to say this on a positive. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And America, you're about to find that out. And you're finding this out day by day as you continuously allow crime to take place and to continuously promulgate and advocate itself through this criminal administration. Now, if I go back to Harvard's directive to students, the directives continue because what it states is everyone shall exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. This is Harvard, friends. And again, most people don't know this, but if you read the inscriptions on Harvard, these are still there. What we have lost, friends, we have departed from our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. Let's go over to Yale. Just to show you how this is not just, you know, just one college that I'm bringing forth here. No, there's several colleges. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get to Yale, and then I'm going to get to Princeton. And guess what? You see the same doctrine going through all of these colleges concerning Yale. Again, it was started by Congregationalists for the training of the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What came out of Yale was declaration signers from Yale, Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott. The signers of the Constitution that came out of Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston, and other prominent leaders that came out of Yale were none other than Noah Webster. You know him, friends. Matter of fact, Noah Webster, he's the guy that created Noah's Webster, the dictionary. Now, if you open the book on the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, what you'll notice, friends, is it says that Noah Webster taught millions to read, yet not one to sin. Not one to sin means he didn't teach anybody to transgress God's moral law. No, as a matter of fact, he taught them to obey the law. God's moral law. Wherein lies true liberty. You can walk at liberty when you obey the laws of the land. Going back to Yale again, friends, other prominent leaders, Zephaniah Swift, James Kent. Now, here's what Yale admonishes the students with. Above all, have an eye to the great end of all of your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge. Listen carefully, friends. This is Yale. To lead you to a saving knowledge of his son, Jesus Christ.
And I'm going to have to interrupt you there, Brad, because we're going to a break. But people have to understand that America was founded as a Christian nation. It is this small little Savannah Christian group that's infiltrated everything. And where is our church? And our church leaders today speaking out against it. Oh, they don't want to be involved in politics. I'm going to say the music of our churches.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Richard! Please answer the phone!
Richard called one of those other toll dealers.
Richard! Please answer the door!
Richard gave them all their information.
Richard, you should have called Patriot! Now they'll never stop calling and sending their solicitations!
Don't be a Richard. Call the Patriot Trading Group for all your gold and silver needs at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
This is Bill Armstrong, and I think it's time for Coloradans to unite behind the one gubernatorial candidate who can turn our state around, Mike Kopp. Mike's service to his country started when he enlisted in the Army just after high school. He was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne, a decorated war veteran whose tours of duty included fighting in the Gulf War. After the Army, Mike Kopp went to college, became a minister, served constituencies in three different states. Then Mike's calling led him to run for office. As a state senator, he has led the fight to end Obamacare in Colorado. He passed a law to make state government more open and transparent. Mike Kopp believes Colorado is facing a crisis of leadership, and we need a new path for our state and a new leader for our future. So please join me, Bill Armstrong, in supporting Mike Kopp.
Paid for by Make Colorado Great Again and not authorized by or coordinated with any candidate. Chris Marston, registered agent.
Well, there's a stand back here at the American Student Network, I guess. I think Bradley did. Bradley, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get your information, how they can get to your website, and how they can join you and I in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization, for the full realization that the other side controls our Christianity in America, both Catholic and Protestant. They've infiltrated them. They've changed the music of our churches. They've changed the message of our churches. And where is the outcry from our Christian leaders? Most of them are afraid to speak out. Some of them are sincere, but they are fearful. They have far more fear of retribution than they do of God, and we're going to pay a terrible price for that. sadly pick up the story. How can people get in touch with your ministry?
If you'd like to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're on the radio 6 days a week here, 5 days a week for an hour, and on the weekends we are on, namely on Saturday from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. And we actually not doing too bad for a bunch of punks over here. We got the number one radio show on Saturday, and then during the week we got the number two and three radio spot. So we've been with GCN for 2 years. So again, friends, I believe we're just giving forth a message that America needs to hear. I don't know that they necessarily want to hear it, but it's information that you need to hear, because again, if you want to be solidified, then you're going to have to put your feet back upon the rock. And what we want to do is give you the facts, namely religion and morality. We want to show you your history, because again, if you don't know your history, you're not going to have a future. And that's what we want to bring forth. So again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You'd also like to check out what we do in public high schools. You can go to youcanruninternational.com. There's a documentary available and a comic book available. youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com. So please do take some time to check us out. What I was talking about, excuse me, right before the break was the mottos in the colleges in which we are. Well, we know the names. We know Princeton. We know Yale. And basically what we're finding is the history of even our colleges in which our forefathers established. Interestingly enough, they were raised up, these colleges were for the purpose of training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And during the last break, we were just talking about Yale a little bit. And I want to give you what the curriculum was for Yale just a tidbit here. It said, Yale admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all of your studies, an end of all of your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you into a saving knowledge of God in His Son, Jesus Christ. And then this is the one that I didn't get to. Yale's requirements. All scholars are to live a religious and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word, diligently reading the Holy Scriptures, and constantly attending all the duties of religion. Friends, I got to interject. Lines between church and state? Yeah, you're right. Let's go back to the foundation. Let's go back to the time, because we know that the revisionists and those that are attempting to rewrite history and erase the memory of the history of this country, well, they like to use Thomas Jefferson as the guy that said lines between church and state. Friends, that's not what he said. Matter of fact, what he said is there was an erected wall between church and state, barring the government to establish or to the establishing of a one denomination, a state church, a government church. So, in essence, Thomas Jefferson was saying, don't worry about it, guys, to the Baptist, Danbury Baptist, back in 1802. He said, don't worry about it. The government doesn't have any authority whatsoever. They're out of their scope of authority to actually intermingle with the affairs of the church. Now you're taught today that there's lines between church and state, but I want to ask you something, friends. Who told you that? Roger Baldwin told you that. The ACLU told you that. Friends, I have been on the radio for over 13, 14 years now. Never one time, as a matter of fact, we have some people out there from these organizations, they will not get on the radio with us. And I want to tell you why they don't want to get on the radio with us. Because they know that what they're telling you is a complete fabricated lie from the pit of hell. They know that they don't have any authority. They know that the people simply have to believe their lie, get scared away by the ACLU, and in the process of that, that's how they win the day. But nowhere can you find them on the radio, on television, talking about lines between church and state and how it is lawful. Matter of fact, Amendment 1, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, Congress, that's the voice of we the people, shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the umbrella of the Christian religion, friends, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof in accordance to the law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, Charles D. Montesquieu said, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government, which works for you, America, for a redress of grievances. Now, going back to Roger Baldwin and the ACLU, friends, he said this back in the 30s. He said that the end of the American Civil Liberties Union, the end of the ACLU, he said, is communism. So when you want to recite and you hear lines between church and state and your kids can't do this and your kids can't do that in public schools, you are simply being lied to from A to Z. You have never, ever lost the right. My father's name is on your money, friends. That's how close he is to who we are. The Bible says the body is dead without the spirit. Are you alive? Do you have ears to hear me? Do you have eyes to see me? That shows you how close God is. He is everywhere. He is in everything. Lines between church and state is not, and it has not, come from any of our founding forefathers, just the exact opposite. Case in point, Stan, when you read the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of the Declaration of Independence was 56 signers throwing off a tyrant, along with 13 colonies, throwing off a tyrant because he wouldn't be ruled by God. And it was our forefathers that said, either you obey God or you're going to be subject to tyrants. Resistance towards tyrants is obedience to God. And I like to say this, friends. What is man complaining about today? They're complaining about man's 10,000 commandments. Well, listen, if you don't want to listen to man's 10,000 commandments, simply get back to God's 10 commandments. I heard Edmund Burke just recently say, he said that, in essence, and it's a great quote, he said, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels to principles. And that's exactly right on the money. Friends, it comes back to always taking responsibility between us and our Heavenly Father. Back to lines between church and state. You can find lines between church and state found in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. That is the communist constitution, friends, not American constitution. It's unlawful, it's illegal, and now, my friends, you know who your enemy is. When you hear about the atheists say, oh, we don't want the Christian crosses above their heads anymore, then we need to buy them a one-way ticket out of this country and say, see ya, go to Russia for a week and see how it works out for you. Because I guarantee you, within a day or two, they're going to be whining because they're going to want to come back to America because they didn't realize what they had. There's a lot of people out there right now, friends, that are playing with fire on the wrong side of the fence, and they're going to find out, along with those that allow them to play with the fire, that they're going to burn the house down. And it's going to be too late before we figure that out, and we need not be in a situation like that. Friends, as I said at the beginning of the show, we still have the freedom to do the right thing, so let's do it. Now, if we can jump over to Princeton really quick, and what is their doctrinal instruction in the sense of raising up their students in Princeton College. What was it? Well, it was started by the Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know most people didn't know this.
We're going to a break. We're going to a break. We'll be back in a moment. It's fascinating. Right there.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website shavuotfestival.com. That's shavuotfestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling? just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan back here with Bradley James in the last segment. Bradley, pick up the story.
I was talking about lines between church and state right before the break, and I just want to clarify this so people can understand that, again, you've never lost the right. Students have the right to pray in a public school campus. Yep, you do. You never lost the right. Students have the right to read their Bibles on a public school campus. Yep, you've never lost the right. Students have the right to form religious clubs, Christian religious clubs on campus. That's right. You've never lost the right. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other Christian materials on campus. That's right. You've never lost the right. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc. with religious themes. That's right. Because, friends, you've never lost the right. Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs. That's right. Students have the right to discuss Christian issues even though other students may overhear them. That's right. So despite the fact that we have rights, friends, it amazes me how many people are so willing to capitulate in the face of these organizations that are unlawful and un-American, therefore unconstitutional, therefore illegal. We have the right. We've never lost the right. So I hope that encourages many out there today. I want to get over to Princeton College really quick before the end of the hour, and I want you to understand that Princeton, speaking of college mottos, was started by Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as did Princeton, as did Harvard, as did Yale. It produced signers of the Declaration, Richard Stockton, Benjamin Rush, signers of the Constitution from Princeton, Gunning Bedford, Jonathan Dayton, James Madison, William Patterson, other prominent leaders from Princeton, Oliver Ellsworth, Henry Lee, we all know who he is, William Bradford. And then we have John Witherspoon, the president of Princeton University, signer of the Declaration of Independence. I'll give you what this president said concerning that college and what was their agenda concerning their students. What were they raising them up for? Every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their Christian religion instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. So it was mandatory. Witherspoon also taught he is the best friend to American liberty, who is the most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. He ends. Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, he said, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country. And in 1860, friends, they found out that 262 of the 288 college presidents in the United States of America, listen carefully, were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And over one-third of all faculty in all of the colleges in America, one-third of all faculty, they were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And over 90% of the colleges in America had chapel services, 50% had compulsory chapel, and 25% required church attendance. So, friends, don't forget where you came from. I hope I've empowered you. I hope I've encouraged you. I hope you've been edified. But, friends, we need to dispel the lie, and we need to interject and plug into the truth and get our feet back upon the rock and start trusting our Creator, because God is willing to give unto us what we're willing to fight for, my friends.
And if we do not return as a nation to God, then America is going to be destroyed. It's simply that simple. And basically, we must understand there's this subversive element out there. They control the great tax-exempt foundations. They've infiltrated our seminaries. They've infiltrated our churches. They have changed the music of the churches to dishonor God. And where is the outcry from the average Christian? Why is it deafening in its silence? Ladies and gentlemen, we've got you who listen to our program have to tell others who can tell others. I said the simple thing is to spread the truth, but you have to be involved. There's no place for silence today, and if we don't take America back, then we will have nobody to blame. I believe we're heading into terrible, terrible times financially and morally and spiritually, We've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program, Bradley.
Well, here again, I would just like to say that, you know, we're not to take counsel from our fears. We're not a country that's made out of that stuff. What I deal with more than anything is people that are afraid, and I have to say that those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man, but those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God. And it was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who actually stood up against Hitler's regime all by himself at one point, and he was hung at length, but he was standing up fighting, going back to Germany to liberate his people, but he used the word of God in the process. He went down the right road. And it was Jesus that said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Well, that's the road that he chose, and he lost his life. But you know what? In the process, he gained eternity. And so, anyways, again, friends, when we go back to the history of who we are, we're not asking crime. We're not asking those that don't obey God's moral law for permission. Remember what the apostle said, it's better to obey God than man. And when we realize who we are, again, where our foundations are laid and what they're laid upon, we understand that there is no king but King Jesus. As a matter of fact, John Hancock and John Adams just posted yesterday, we have no sovereign but King Jesus. And friends, you need to keep in mind when you go back to John Hancock, just a case in point, a little rabbit trail here for you. Did you know that John Hancock wrote his name as big as he did? Because he wanted to make sure that the tyrant King George, when he seen the Declaration of Independence, didn't have to put his spectacles on. He made it big and bold, and that's how we need to be as Americans and Christians, because again, not only do we have God on our side, friends, but we also have the law on our side. And I also want you to understand that across the nation, we're all saying the same things, but we just need to act out the same things. And once we do that, I believe that we can win the day. I believe we're winning the day. And I believe that we just got to come together to do that in the process.
And I think people do not understand there is a growing awakening. The latest issue, Usher Day of Newsweek magazine, titled is Plot Against America. And it's sort of poo-pooing all these people who believe there's a conspiracy. But they point out that a recent poll showed that 23% of the Americans, responsible Americans, know something's wrong and know there are plots and know there's something out there. Well, you need to get my material, you need to get Bradley's material, and you need to get this out far and wide. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, about the secret satanic societies working behind the scenes, which motivate and energize the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the Bohemian Grove, I said the end. All of these covert organizations, you need to get involved. Bradley, thank you so very much for being with us. We look forward to having you with you on our other programs. I'll repeat the same message that needs to be brought out over and over again. We need to take America back. God bless.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Sam.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
This is Bill Armstrong, and I think it's time for Coloradans to unite behind the one gubernatorial candidate who can turn our state around, Mike Kopp. Mike's service to his country started when he enlisted in the Army just after high school. He was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne, a decorated war veteran whose tours of duty included fighting in the Gulf War. After the Army, Mike Kopp went to college, became a minister, served constituencies in three different states. Then Mike's calling led him to run for office. As a state senator, he has led the fight to end Obamacare in Colorado. He passed a law to make state government more open and transparent. Mike Kopp believes Colorado is facing a crisis of leadership, and we need a new path for our state and a new leader for our future. So please join me, Bill Armstrong, in supporting Mike Kopp.
Paid for by Make Colorado Great Again and not authorized by or coordinated with any candidate. Chris Marston, registered agent.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what are you willing to do for your freedom? I mean, do you think that freedom could be lost? Do you think America can continue on the road that we're going today and there's not going to be any consequences? Do you think a nation can turn against God and God is not going to bring terrible judgment on that nation? I don't know what's going to happen. I know that a war is imminent. I know that our financial collapse and those people are going to lose what they've worked their entire life for, their pension, their annuities, other money that they have in the bank, because money has nothing really behind it. It's simply a piece of paper, and of course, we have a corrupt banking system. The banking system is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. The first thing you need to understand what's going on today is to understand who really runs things. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you don't have the money or you can't afford it, go to my website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Scroll down to videos. The first video there is the talk from which the book came. I gave the talk, and I was contacted by a publisher that said, we want to put that into book form. And I said, well, gee, go ahead. And they said, well, you've got to do it. Well, a year later, while we had the book finished, but it came from the talk, and you can see it at radioliberty.com. And then you need to get this information out across America. You need to talk to people. You need to encourage them to listen to our radio program. We do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 days a week, more than anybody else. I'm 85. I don't get paid. My wife doesn't get paid. We do this because we love America. Do you love America? What sacrifice are you willing to make? Are you willing to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization, which is under attack today because there really are satanic organizations out there who follow the Prince of Darkness? This is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, and we hope that you will join us in this. Now, we certainly do need your financial help to maintain our network of stations, and we are heard across America, Sydney, and by internet, on radio, shortwave, on FM, AM stations. But we need your help. And if you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can certainly buy the various products that we have. We have all sorts of books and DVDs and 4-CD sets. We have a new 4-CD set on the last pope. Is the current pope the last pope? The pope has been prophesied. And then, of course, what about Adolf Hitler? Do you honestly believe he died in a bunker? That's what you've been told, because your reality is created by the people who control the media. But, of course, it's a lie. Adolf Hitler survived and lived to 65, and we have 3 interviews with people who went to South America, who talked to the people who actually knew Adolf Hitler and helped Adolf Hitler. Did Adolf Hitler survive the 4-CD set? You want to get that, certainly. You want to get the 4-CD set, certainly. Based upon my interviews with a gentleman who had a security clearance, 3 levels above top secret, who tracked, of course, the fact that we financed the Nazi movement from the city.